I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. The former superintendent of Iowa's largest school district has been charged in federal court with possessing firearms while in the U.S. illegally. Ian Roberts resigned after being arrested by immigration agents last week. And Jennifer King has this.
An Associated Press analysis looking at immigration under former President Biden finds Florida was the state that absorbed the most, with nearly 1,300 migrants for every 100,000 residents, followed by New York, California, Texas, and Illinois. The data from U.S. Customs and Border Protection covers the time after COVID restrictions were lifted and before President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the border. Many immigrants came to Florida because they had friends and relatives there. Miami was the top metropolitan destination, and Orlando was in the top 10. An American Immigration Council analysis finds the number of immigrants in Florida's workforce rose to 3.1 million, more than 27% of the workforce population. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Ben Thomas.